I got these coming out. I was doing a photo shoot in them, so I had to, I took them with the slides for the summer. I love this thing, dude. That's so fucking, look at that. I'm in Hollywood right now. We're gonna go to, I'm gonna show you where I used to live in Los Angeles when I first started like doing stand-up, and also was it like when I started, just even before that, I was doing like acting roles and shit. I already feel nostalgic. Nostalgia's been a big thing about with me lately. I watched Smash Mouth the other day, and it took me to a fucking world of like nostalgia. So I'm gonna go back and do that now, and I'm gonna bring you guys with me. So come on, let's go. I know that I gotta go, dog. I'm riding a road, y'all. I think that I'm back in my bag now. So I need that go, y'all. Got hits when he throwing the fastball. Going to Burbank, actually, is where my spot is. And I know the cameraman just drove from NoHo to fucking Hollywood. Tires low, great. But yeah, I'm going to, all right, dude. I'm going to Burbank and to look at my, dude, that's gonna be a trip, actually, to look at my old apartment. There's a park across the street from it with a bunch of telephone poles with telephone wires, and for sure, that gave me cancer when I lived there. That's still brewing inside me, but I'm going to look at it in I'm going to Burbank to look at that apartment, and then I'm going to tell you guys fucking, wow, why does nostalgia fuck you up so bad, dude? Something went on when I was younger, or something, man, because when I think of stuff that I used to do, I get fucking really in my feelings, you know? But I mean, look at this. I don't even eat Taco Bell. What the fuck is my phone doing? All right, well, we're going to Burbank to fucking look at my apartment, man. And I'm gonna trip out. I was 20. I was 20 there. Wow, and I loved it. I remember thinking of like, all right, I get it that the fucking tires are, they're not even low, man. It's just the sensor. All right, here we go. Oh yeah, screaming, I love that shit. This is a Hollywood and Highland, and I never take this area. Because sometimes when I get stopped at the stoplight, people walk in front and they go like, hey, and they like try to take pictures of like me through the windshield and shit. And it's like, so, I don't know. It's so weird to be like, you know, it's happened multiple times. So I avoid this area. I also avoid this area because of how shitty it is. I mean, it's fine. It's got like a lot of cool shit, but like there's so many weirdos. Like they got the Spider-Man and shit and Iron Man and like all that stuff, like people dressed up, but like they have Jack Sparrow, where it's just like, honestly, I just think it's a homeless guy that found a fucking sword. So I'm like, and like a hat, and it's just like, who are these people? And it just weirds me out, dude. Are you kidding me? That guy is so jacked, and he had all of his arm resistance bands and shit, or resistance bands. Man, LA will make you feel like a piece of shit, dude. And I'm healthy, but like you walking around seeing guys like that guy was built like a beetle, dude. That was unbelievable. And then fucking you see billboards with fucking Chris Pine's handsome ass. Just everything making you feel like a piece of shit. Fuck, man. I can't believe that guy's. Oh, but then there's this guy, so it makes you, it evens out. I don't know, that guy, even that guy's fucking handsome. He's just regular guy. You see his face and it's just like, oh, actually, if you look behind, past everything, you're like, oh, his face is actually really handsome. Everyone moves from fucking all over the place. And everyone is just so, like the most attractive people in all of wherever they are. They come here and just bring their resistance bands and just fucking walk around Hollywood Boulevard, dude. That guy was jacked. Why do you have all those resistance bands, dude? What a fucking weirdo. You know what, dude? Just because it's kind of on the way. I mean, it's on offshoot. It's not really on the way. But I used to live in, like, Beechwood Canyon at this house. And I'm going to drive by there because I haven't driven by there in a long time. Great. There's a lot of traffic going that way. So now I'm going to fucking have to eat that. But whatever. I'm going to go see what this house looks like. It's kind of in the canyon. On a
hill, you won't be able to see it. But there's a good story about that that I'll tell you when I get there. I used to come to this place all the time. It's called Cafe del Sol. I think. I can't even remember. Cafe Soleil? Del Sol? What the fuck is Del Sol? No, that's a different place I go to now. Cafe Soleil. And I'm going to go here. They painted it yellow, though. I didn't know about that. But I used to come here all the time. I used to live up in the canyon here. And I used to come here all the time. And then all of a sudden, the place just, I don't know if it had plumbing issues or something, but it started smelling like shit. So I stopped going. It doesn't smell like shit anymore. They got it figured out. But dude, I remember one time I brought my girlfriend at the time a salad that she really likes from this place. You know, she ate really healthy all the time. Fucking chicks in LA always eat fucking healthy all the time. But they like to brag about how they eat Taco Bell and shit. Even though they don't, they're just like, you know me, I'm crazy, I'll eat anything. And then they're like eating the fucking, you know, they don't even eat the falafel part of the fucking salad. But so anyway, this falafel salad she liked, right? And she used to, and she liked it. And I was like, thought I was being a nice guy by getting it. Because I had a thing early in the morning. I was like, I'm going to scrape with this shit. Okay, we're good. And she went, and I went to do it, and I brought it back. She was still sleeping. I brought it back to my house, though. I'm going to show you in a little bit. And she was like, oh, thanks so much. And she ate a little bit of it. And then months later, after we broke up, and she was like, and even like when you brought me that salad, like it was in the morning. Like, why do I don't want to eat a salad in the morning. You're just not thoughtful. And I'm like, what the fuck? I got the goddamn salad you like. I'm sorry it wasn't fucking 3 p.m. Like, she was like trying to make a point of like, oh, you don't know what breakfast foods I like. I'm like, I went to the goddamn place to get you the fucking salad you like. Chicks in LA, man. But honestly, she's a really good girl, and I fucking cheated on her, so. I shouldn't have done that. I fucking, she's happy now, though. In a relationship with another guy. Anyway, dude, come on, I'll show you.
Guy was trying to do something nice by giving me, I asked him for a bottle of water, and he was like, dude, let me give you a fucking cup of it. So it's free, and I was like, I don't want this. Like, I don't have, the throat mobile doesn't come with many cup holders, so now I can't have just a bottle of it. And then I was like, can I get a cup of ice? And he was like, you just want me to like dump it? He was so nice. Actually, he was a fan. He said it. He's a really nice guy. But some people, their niceness gets in the way, you know? And if you're watching, bro, I really appreciate you. But you fucked up my whole experience. This is why I keep napkins in the throat mobile, man. Because...
Dude, nothing stupider than a fucking sand throat mobile. Oh, fuck. I'm fucking 42.
But this is cool, too. Here, I'll let you in a little secret on the throat mobile. There's a little fucking dent right there because Kristen put a goddamn fucking piece of wood. I came home one night and I fucking got a... It's not really there. It's I can fix it, but goddamn, you know? Anyway, dude. No cup holders in the throat mobile. Dude, I'm literally, because I can't put it in the car, I'm going to stock up on this because I'm going to fucking, the coffee's going to dry me out, so. Leave this here. Are you guys telling me if I, fuck, that's so shitty if I leave this here.
Dude, if this wasn't on the video, I would have left it there.
Okay. Iced cappuccino, and then he was trying to be helpful. I wanted an iced cappuccino. He's like, let me make you an iced latte because it's too much foam. It won't be enough liquid. And I was like, okay. He was so nice that I got nothing I wanted, dude. He didn't give me anything I wanted. The fucking water bottles or the coffee I wanted. God damn. It's a trip because I used to take this. That right here, this used to be the 101 diner. God damn it, the fucking tires. And now we used to eat there all the time, and now we don't. Yeah, I remember when I first, oh shit, I don't want to scrape. I remember when I first went to buy it. I don't like to like look at houses and shit. Like I just want to, I get it off a picture, you know? Like I don't want to look at 900 houses. Anyway, this is like, I think it's the first or second house I looked at. I can't believe I remember this up here. And I went, I think I went with my mom. I was like 30, 31. And I went with my mom because I didn't really know how to like look at houses and shit.
she was like, this is a great house. And I was like, yeah, it's awesome. I should just get it. I don't know, though. It was like, you know, my first house, and it was a lot of money. And I had just, like, started working, like, that year, making actual real money. And my mom was like, I was like, what if next year I don't, the show doesn't get picked up, and I don't, she was like, you'll be fine. Bet on yourself. Oh, and another comedian used to live over here. Wow. I remember this. This is crazy. Let me back up. I remember doing this shit all the time, dude. Fuck, I hated doing this. Probably my old neighbor or some shit. Here it is.
Which one?
This one right here. You can't see it really, but it's right here. It's like with this white shit here, this white wall. Oh, wow. Wow. So this story about this house is, I bought this house, and then a year later I found out I was literally falling off of the side of the cliff. And it was falling off the side of the cliff, and I had to either redo it, which was gonna cost so much, or sell it. And I was like, I'm gonna put it on the market, nobody's gonna buy it, it's falling off the cliff. Immediately this gay couple came in and was like, we love it, we'll fix it. And I was like, all right, just know it's falling down. They were like, we don't give a fuck. Well, they redid everything, huh? And there was a dude up there. I had these two dogs, or I have these two dogs, Sam and Butters, and they would bark so much there, outside in the front, and that guy lived over on that, in that house, and he would be on the overhang, and he would be like, your dogs are fucking, dude, he'd be so angry. Your dogs, is everything okay? And I'm like, they're dogs. Dude, I'd be out there just like, they're fucking dogs, what do you want from me? You know? And this couple redid the house, and it looks fucking amazing now, dude. Really looks amazing. I mean, it just didn't look like this at all. Props to them, dude. Wow, there wasn't even a house here. Wow. What a trip. Oh, I used to love this house. I loved this house. Wow, they redid that, huh? I mean, you can't really see it, but God, I wish I could go in. I wish I could live there again, man. That would be wild. Talk about nostalgia. There was a door over here. Yep, right there. There's like this whole garden.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna go look.
And now fucking 9 people just saw us do that. The canceled comedian was creeping and looking in your house.
Chris Lee is a peeping Tom. Chris Lee is a peeping Tom, too?
That's what it would be, the way the fucking media put shit out.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, it's just water.
Look what's in my trunk. Look what I keep in my trunk. All these life rips. Fucking all this merch. It's from the last shows I did in Irvine. It's hilarious. That's what I got in my trunk, man. That's what's in the motherfucking trunk. Don't maybe go to the trunk and pull them thangs out. That's what I mean. My merch, my shirt, my shirts. Them thangs. Dude, I was able to get in here. The key. And even just being like right here is a trip. I mean, I don't know how many times I've opened this door. This is right here where we used to live. One up. No, it was that one. It was 213. Wow. 213, 213. That's why. That's why it doesn't make sense. We used to say 213, not 213. 213. I used to be right there. This is a trip. Man, I feel like crying, dude. Like, it's so fucking weird.
How long has it been?
Since I've been here, 20 years.
Wow.
It's been 20 years since I've been here. I remember one time, I used to
prank the sister I lived with, and I would go and I would shit in her toilet, and then I'd go on over to my toilet, and then I would wipe so she would have shit in her toilet and not any toilet paper. And then one day she was just like, Chris, have you been shitting in my toilet? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, well, there's no toilet paper in there, there's just shit. And I fucking, those are the kind of pranks I do. Ones that only make sense to me and make me happy.
Like I'm in a big lease, told him that I gotta go, dawg. I'm riding a road, y'all. I think that I'm back in my bag now. So I need that go, y'all. Got hits when they throwin' the fastball. Just too quick for it.